Patton Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
17 past 8 on this Thursday morning, Mark Braybrook and Dane Zorkos filling in for Patton Heels. Will be back on January 10. On this day also, Zorks, yep. Sadly, in 2016, Mario Milano passed away. Now, are you too young to know who Mario Milano was?
What was his wrestling name?
No, he was that was
his name was
Mario Milano.
That's not getting the crowd through the doors.
It did. Mario Milano was one of the greats. I bet you Luke Gatehouse remembers Mario Milano. He's old enough to remember Mario Milano. Surely, Luke. Good morning.
Well, let's just say Big Mario Milano was one of my favourites when I was a young fellow. He had a lot of very good contests with Larry O'Day,
yep.
who was famous for the sleeper hold, and
Tiger
Ronnie
Singh.
Miller.
How Tiger old are you, blokes? Fair dinkum.
The World Championship Wrestling used to be on every Saturday and Sunday about 11 o'clock.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know Mario Milano.
Really?
Maybe I don't love it that much.
I had an aunt that used to think it was real and used to get very upset when blokes would be carried off on stretchers into ambulances. She thought they were actually hurt.
Hey, that blood's real.
Yeah. Now, Luke, on your note to me this morning, you had that you were very tired because last Thursday night at Albion Park was a massive night and you don't think you can carry that sort of performance through until February if the crowds continue. Dane and I would like to know, what are you doing at Albion Park to make you so tired?
You welcome them all at the front door, are you?
I do. I personally welcome every person and make sure that they're having a good time. And there was a lot of people to welcome last Thursday. It was an absolute cracker. I was pouring beers, running plates. I was a glassy for a while, but was that hectic. And I didn't get my steak until about 9:30.
That all comes under title of CEO. All of those things.
Just do everything. And I said to the chef, I said, mate, what time's the kitchen closing? I'm going to be late getting my dinner. He said, it'll be closing after I cook your steak.
That's why you're here.
It's to come back again.
Now, before we get on to tonight, the field has been finalised for the Phoenix. We had the Flame last week, and I can tell you, Luke, that SEN has a slot, as you know, as Queensland Racing does as well. And SEN has announced that Koblenz, is that how I pronounce it correctly? The one, the Melbourne Cup?
Koblenz.
So it is SEN's selection for the Phoenix.
And I think it's a red-hot chance because you need a dog that goes all right around the meadows and you need a dog with early pace, and Koblenz ticks both of those boxes. So I think SEN is in with a red-hot chance of taking out the Phoenix, but has to take on the local Queensland champ, Spotted Elk, who was mightily impressive, as we thought it would be, off the red last week in the Flame final. And Graham Hall took off in the car on the weekend, and he's down in Melbourne for a couple of weeks acclimatising and giving a few looks at the Meadows track. So all the best to everyone for the 750 to the winner Phoenix.
We have a dilemma then. We've got an SEN slot, but we've got the Elk as Queensland's representative. I mean, we're torn.
Can't here. Lose.
There you go. Quinella, yeah. Luke. There's the Quinella.
Yep.
There's the Quinella. Now, tonight, are you going to be as busy tonight?
Looking at the program for tonight, yes, we are going to be just as busy. We've got a lot of Christmas parties. We're hosting all the Queensland Greyhound Club's officials down for dinner before our meeting tomorrow. So it will be non-stop again. I don't know whether I'll be able to get a steak in. I might just have to.
Now, you've got a couple of important heats tonight of Group 2 racing.
Yeah, the Buggy Lee Futurity for the female greyhounds and the Queensland Derby, sponsored by Seneca, for the male greyhounds under 30 months of age. So they're sort of pups heading towards their prime. And it's one of those races that you really covet. You really want to win a Derby or Futurity, or in some states known as an Oaks. We've got two heats of the Futurity, three heats of the Derby, and plenty of prize money on the line in the big finals next week.
What distance are they over, Luke?
They're 520 metres, Zork. So the sprinters, the key sprinting distance, and we've attracted dogs from all over the country. We've got, I think, three or four WA dogs have made the trip over for these races as well.
12 races tonight, the first at 6:22, the last at 10:09. And the good news, Luke, I suppose, if we get another storm this afternoon, which is forecast, it's early enough in the afternoon that shouldn't affect the meeting tonight?
Yeah, we just wait for the rain to ease off and then we rebuild the track. We had to do that yesterday when the storm hit yesterday afternoon. We had to go back one race while the lightning and thunder and rain rocked into Brisbane, but it moved on pretty quickly. So it just meant we went a little bit longer than we planned, and that'll be the same for tonight. It's just a matter of when it hits, how hard it hits, and how long we've got to put things back together if we do get hit.
When you say we had to rebuild the track,
yeah.
I mean, is that a royal we, or like
you're out there as well
in the gumboots and with the spade? I mean, seriously.
It's probably a stretch of the imagination that I've picked up a shovel this year.
Yeah.
However, our team, we run as one, our team, and, we all take credit for a good job and we all take credit for a bad.
You're a supervisor.
You're in the tractor, aren't you?
I
wish I was, because the tractor's actually the driest place on the track, because they've got these nice little covered-in air-conditioned ensembles that we just bought for our wonderful track staff, and they have quite a nice time, and unless there's lightning around, because you don't really want to be in a tractor when there's lightning around. So it's one of the reasons we stop.
Now, the Futurity Heats are races 3 and 4. The Derby Heats are races 5 through 7. What about your tips for tonight? You've gone short. You've gone narrow. So you must be very confident tonight.
Well, I was very confident last week, and I tipped you 5 and got 4 winners in a second. But, you know, I don't want to take accolades.
Well, you don't want to take accolades. I should tell Zorks here too. And I didn't have time, sorry, this morning, Luke, because of the test cricket, et cetera. But Luke did ask whether I could get off the audio of last week of him tipping the 5 winners.
Is that right?
Parcels Gatehouse will start calling him. Just wraps himself all the time.
No,
you're only as good as your last tip.
Yeah, I know. The last tip was a winner last week.
So what do you got for us tonight?
I've only got 2 for you tonight.
I know.
One of them is one of the interstaters. It's race 6 dog 4 Tiger Town. It's out to $4.60.
Wow.
It was pretty impressive in its trial, other than its box manners last week. And I think having the one look last week, it just needs to get out of the boxes a little bit better than last week, and I just think 460 is ridiculous odds. The money should come from WA once they all get out of bed, I would imagine. So pretty confident about Tiger Town. And then race 11, number 2, Hopeful Cindy. She did the job for us last week. She was one of those 4 winners that I tipped you, and one of 6 winners for Cindy Elson for the night last Thursday night. And she's out to $2.30. And it's mother versus son in that race. So Cindy's got box 2, Hopeful Cindy, and her son Travis, who's one of our leading trainers as well, has got the red Summer's Queen, and they're pretty much equal favourites, but we'll go with Hopeful Cindy.
Well, enough money there to buy all the soft-serve ice creams. You need it for all the dogs heading home. You know that Zorks, the dogs love soft-serve Macca's ice creams.
Is that
right? Greyhounds, yeah. Don't they, Luke?
They certainly do, and I'm sure those 2 jokers who have taken an early holiday to just go and hang out at cricket for another 5 days. They loaded up on the ice creams last week, and I'm sure Heels has got the earpiece in one ear and while he's waiting for the cricketers
Absolutely.
To head out for an early start this morning, and he'll be loading up on those 2 bets tonight.
Well, mate, thanks so much for your help throughout the year. It's a pleasure chatting to you each week. Have you and your family have a great Christmas and New Year, and we'll catch you when the boys are back from January 10.
Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure this year, and hopefully we've got a few winners and had a bit of fun.
We have. Good on you, mate. Luke Gatehouse there from the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, and a big night tonight at Albion Park. Zorks, we're just about running out of time. Yeah. Thank you so much for being a part of the show over your summer break, doing your work experience. And hopefully next year we're going to get you back as our American sport expert on the program as well, and you and I might do some things throughout the year as well.
Yeah.
Might be a bit of fun.
No, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been quite enjoyable.
Now, I thought today we'd finish seeing you had your Mbop group yesterday.
And that was a hit.
That today we would be mine to say farewell to you. Tomorrow is a preview of Gravy Day. I'll explain that a little bit more tomorrow. But today we're going to go with Bucko and Champs. We're going to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and go out with Aussie Jingle Bells. See you, Zorks.
See you, guys.
dashing through the bush in a rusty Holden ute, kicking up the dust, Esky in the boot, Kelpie by my side, singing Christmas songs. It's summertime and I am in my singlet, shorts and thongs. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Hey! Jingle bells, Christmas time is new. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty Holden ute. Engine's getting hot, dodge the kangaroos. Swaggy climbs aboard, he is welcome too. All the family is there, sitting by the pool. Christmas Day, the Aussie way, by the barbecue. Ho! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Hey! Jingle bells, Christmas time is mute. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty Holden ute. Come the afternoon, Grandpa has a doze. The kids and Uncle Bruce are swimming in their clothes. The time comes round to go, we take a family snap, then pack the car and all shoot through before the washing up. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Hey! Jingle bells, Christmas time is beautiful.